Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners. Except for the people who get locked up traveling into this state.
Yes, we'll get into that in a minute. A little follow-up. The Second Amendment Women's Group had a great, great response. We got a ton of emails. Sherry and Sandy wanted to thank everybody for their support.
What a great group.
Yes.
They are such... I mean, it's the first time I've really sat down and talked to them in a while.
How many times did we say the website and the Facebook page on the show?
Oh, like 100.
Oh, okay. Because I don't want to tell you how many people called Woodland Park Range for information on the SAW group.
So
I know.
Call.
Please, SecondAmendmentWomen'sGroup.com, Second Amendment Women's on Facebook, and you can contact them directly, please. The other thing is the Big Set of Stones Award goes to Daryl Issa again.
Yeah.
Daryl Issa got gun ranges and gun stores and gun manufacturers removed from Obama's and Holder's Operation Choke Point, by the way. You know, he stuck it out there. He had some hearings and everything, and
they
pulled it away from us. So now they're not discriminating against us. But I got a ton of emails from people who closed their accounts with Bank of America, which is good.
That's great.
That's good. Send a message. But
Bank of America still do it, even though it's not?
I don't know if they're still doing it at this point. But Daryl Issa, you know, he's still waiting for Benghazi information. He's still waiting for Fast and Furious information.
And now there's new DHS emails missing, too, so he'll be waiting for
course,
that, too.
Of
you know,
course. This is the most transparent administration
transparent.
Because you could see through all those missing emails. Okay? Hey, that's transparency.
That's when you hit a shredder, right? It becomes transparent.
The other thing I want to get into before we get deep into the show, I have a little blurb to read. Any of our listeners who had trouble downloading the show last week...
You're going to have trouble again. I think we're going to be talking to ourselves.
No. But through our RSS feed or directly from the Gun for Hire Radio website, we bloated the shit up.
Yeah.
We have so many listeners downloading now. The server crashed like five, and this is a big company, Ominous or something.
It's a big server.
So we're in the process of switching over, but because we've been growing by leaps and bounds, we're in a process of migrating the radio show to a high bandwidth server so that listeners have access to every single episode with no bandwidth download or throughput issues. You'll be able to download from show 1 to 167 in about a week.
Well, that's the way it is on the planogram.
And Jose says we're asking our listeners to bear with any intermittent technical glitches they may encounter during the next few weeks, either downloading through iTunes or the RSS feed, and to download until further notice directly from the podcast page, which is gunforhireradio.com/podcast.html. That should do it. But we blew up the server.
And since only like 2% of our listeners go through that particular, we're talking to ourselves.
It's huge. And what happened is this company, we couldn't even buy any more bandwidth.
No,
we reached the top of their bandwidth. So actually, Gail Pepin, Masad Ayoub's evil princess, she gave us a company that handles this.
Oh, great.
That handles new media, and we're going to be able to have all 167 shows on, and there'll be no... It's tremendously expensive, I got to tell you.
Yes.
You know, we just added two digits
to
what we're going to be paying monthly now to host it, but we can't handle it. With well over 1 million people downloading it every week, it's funny because I posted the show on Sunday morning, and about 2 hours later, I got an email from the hosting company. You blew it up, you know. And we went crazy after that. And I got a ton of emails from people. Ammo Land even emailed me; they couldn't download it from our RSS feed. So I apologize. But we are on it right now. We're working hard on it. Next week, Evan Knappen is going to be calling in. We are working on call-in capability for the show. Eventually, we're going to have a phone number.
We have it. It just doesn't.
Yeah. Well,
the engineer.
What's going to be working, what we'll be doing is we're going to have people email in what they'd like to discuss, and then we'll email you back the call-in number and what time to call in so we can do it. We were always worried about the quality of the call-in because it sounds tinny and sounds like you're in a cup, but what the hell, it's a way to reach out and touch other people.
It's hard to do. Just bear with us. It's hard to do on regular telephone lines and have it sound decent.
Yeah.
And,
it's not going to sound perfect, but it's a way to, you know, get people talking, because the news right now is Shanine Allen, and this case went to trial. A Superior Court judge on Tuesday, Knappen represented her. For you guys don't know, she's the 27-year-old nurse with two young children.
Phlebotomist.
Phlebotomist. Yeah, she draws blood. She works for Dr. Acula.
Dr. Acula?
Dr. Acula,
I'm missing something here.
Dr. Acula, D-R-A-C-U-L-A.
Oh, good
Dracula. Anyway, this woman, no criminal record.
She's been here all week, ladies and gentlemen.
Ba-da-dum-bum. She's been robbed twice. She inadvertently, she had a legal carry permit in Pennsylvania. She went into New Jersey by accident, pulled over by a cop. She did the right thing, she thought, by telling the cop she has a concealed weapons permit. She got arrested. The first thing that happened was prosecutor in Atlantic County denied her pretrial intervention. And
apparently this is something that happens a lot, because there was some sort of an issue where, wasn't it the prosecutor's office who made some sort of an allowment for people who were traveling to Atlantic City because, it's not suffering poorly enough from tourism. But everybody who comes in from out of state doesn't know, because they assume New Jersey is almost like a real state, and they bring in their firearm, which they have legally, they are legally able to carry and in their own home state. And this has happened a number of times, and these people have been entered into pretrial intervention.
So what happened to Shanine now? So after she's denied pretrial intervention by the prosecutor, which is unbelievable, because this is not really someone we want to put in prison, because she's a single mom with two kids, and she works.
Yes.
Okay, so now we're going to make a ward of the state in New Jersey. Her kids are going to go live with family or become wards of the state or whatever. And meanwhile, the shitbags run free, and we have other stories about that later. So Knappen Tuesday went before the judge to get the charges dropped against her. And go ahead, Sandy. What did the judge say about Evan Knappen?
He said, F you. He said it was the most ridiculous argument he's ever heard in his life.
Correct.
Now, what gets me is, explain to the listeners outside of New Jersey, even in New Jersey, because most people in New Jersey don't realize this, because of the Graves Act, what happens here is she gets a minimum mandatory sentence if
three
she's
and a half
convicted
years.
Of 3.5 years. Now, can the judge take that away at all?
Well, Knappen applied for a waiver of the Graves Act because she wasn't committing like a violent crime. The Graves Act says any crime. Commit a crime with a gun, minimum 3.5 years. But look at the circumstances here. She was carrying it, and she wasn't using it for any criminal intent, and she was at least honest to the police officer.
And she volunteered. She handed her, which you do in Pennsylvania, she handed her carry permit with her license, which is what we tell everyone to do all the time. So you're not standing there and saying things like, I've got a gun. You're handing your carry permit with your license over to the officer, which is exactly what she should have done. That's protocol, right? So the newspaper article in, what was it, NewJersey.com and the Star Ledger Rag, or was one of those, basically made it sound like she was found, the firearm was found on her after a routine traffic stop.
Which is bullshit.
Which is bullshit.
Because she surrendered. Yeah. She volunteered the info. Now, it's funny because the prosecutor's office, Atlantic County Prosecutor's Office, has a broader range over pretrial interventions than the court decisions. Mm. So the prosecutor could have given her PTI.
Could have.
But he decided to try this case because this was an important case to him.
And he said, this is what we are doing, is we're trying to dissuade other people. We're making her, this poor woman, a single parent with two children, we're making her the scapegoat. She's
correct.
The poster boy now.
Correct.
For other people. So it's the same shit that they do with the IRS.
So now it's going to go to trial. She broke down in tears in court. Mm. Of course, Knappen is going to appeal it and take it to the higher court if he has to. But it's funny that they want to put her in jail for 3.5 years. It just goes to show you how backwards the, right. the system right. is.
Meanwhile, and, if you know it as well as I do, the shitbags are running all over Atlantic City shooting each other up, and then they drop the gun charges just so they can get them on whatever other charges.
Correct, correct. So this woman, you know, there's a website. It's to raise money for her. I sent $1,000 in, and other people made donations. And it's a long thing, but I'll just, you guys that are listening, gogetfunding.com. And then just type in gogetfunding.com, and her name is Shaneen, S-H-A-N-E-E-N, Allen, A-L-L-E-N. Gogetfunding.com, and then space Shaneen Allen, and you'll get to her legal defense fund. For all of our listeners, $1, $5, you can donate as little as $1 through. You can use a credit card, you can use PayPal, whatever you're comfortable with. You can put a message, you can make it anonymous, you can put your name down, you could say F you, Atlantic County Prosecutor, you put any message you want, but she definitely needs the money. Of course, the NRA Civil Rights Legal Defense Fund is reviewing her case now, too, so monies will come to there.
But there's no guarantee
well.
On that.
No, but the NRA has been good with cases like that. In this case, you know, I know the guys on the Civil Rights Defense Fund. That's where I donate. You know, I'm a high donor there. Scott Bach donates there. So we'll definitely, Scott Bach will go to bat for her big time. But she's going to need money to try to keep this woman out of jail.
And to pay all her expenses. She's not working.
Correct. It's really, really horrible that, you know, she has to go through this. And it just goes to show you how stupid our laws are. You know, the Star Ledger or somebody did a poll, should New Jersey honor out-of-state carry permits? It was like 70% yes, 30% no. But it's just the press, the media, obviously the prosecutor, the judge. Let's look at the judge. You know, he's got to be an anti-gun judge. There's no pro-gun judges in New Jersey. Right. You know, you could fit them all on a unicycle.
And we always say that South Jersey, you know, where Atlantic County is a lot more gun-friendly than North Jersey.
Correct. Now, Christie could step in and, you know, help her out, but
yeah, good luck with that.
You know, with presidential aspirations and everything that's going on, he'd be afraid the Dems are going to attack him for this. So I believe he's going to remain silent. This just proves the case. This has happened before in Atlantic City. And Sandy spoke earlier, the prosecutor, you know, Ted Housel, H-O-U-S-E-L, he has had more liberally allowed diversions in gun cases, okay, because of tourists coming into Atlantic City. And there was a memo from 2012 where they let people go who inadvertently brought guns
into
Atlantic City.
You're not breaking
City.
A law, really. I mean, you're not. There's no criminal intent there.
Correct.
You're not going out to say, hey, let me rob something with a gun. Let me take my gun into Atlantic City and rob someone. You're just... You're just doing, you know, business the way you did.
Remember, like back in the 60s and 70s when rock stars got caught like with marijuana in an airport, rather than put them in jail, let them do a concert and raise $100,000 for a charity or something.
Right.
So why not give this woman pretrial intervention and fine her $10,000 and tell her she's got to pay $50 a week for the next, you know, 200 weeks.
Or not even that.
You know,
do community service by working in the Atlantic City AIDS Clinic or something like that.
Yeah, blood bank, whatever.
Yeah, right.
And let her pay back restitution that way, but to take someone who's working. Meanwhile, we look at the news, 6 charged in a New Jersey gun trafficking ring, okay? These guys are all repeat offenders. Do you think they're going to get 3.5 years in jail
no
under
way.
Federal sentencing
Absolutely
guidelines?
Not. Absolutely not. They're going to be out. Way before Shaneen Allen will be.
Okay, and these are the people that, you know, that we should be going after because we're trying to stop illegal guns, right?
Right.
Not legal guns
this
and law-abiding citizens.
This is what the law was
citizens.
Supposed to be for, wasn't it?
Okay, well, let me tell you something. The rule, the this is what they face, okay? They carry a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. Okay, so under federal sentencing guidelines, every one day you do good, they knock off 3. So these guys are looking at a year and a quarter in jail and $250,000 fine for trafficking guns, and Shaneen Allen has to do 3.5 years in jail, minimum mandatory sentence.
Mandatory.
You tell me what's wrong with our system.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against the state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire Radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
It's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed. Lipstick Bodyguard, fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
And this segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, WALDORF. CHIRO.com, Waldorf Chiropractic. His Facebook page is Waldorf Chiropractic. Let me tell you something. Dr. Eric wrote his own book, Yes, Chiropractic Can Help You. He's a strong Second Amendment advocate. He is also a chiropractor extraordinaire. If you or anyone you know is within a 30-mile radius of Bridgewater, New Jersey, please go see Dr. Eric. Mention Gun for Hire Radio, and you will get special treatment. If you're too far away, pass it around. We need to support those who support us. Go on Eric's page and send him a thank you. Send Dr. Eric an email for supporting us. Whatever you can do can't hurt. Talking about judges, we talk about this Atlantic County judge now. I'm going through some legal stuff. I'm talking to my lawyer. My lawyer tells me you can count on one hand the intelligent judges in the state of New Jersey. And I said, well, why is that? She said, well, the top pay for a Superior Court judge in the state of New Jersey is $160,000 a year. What educated, heavy-hitting lawyer in the East Coast would take a pay cut for $160,000 a year to be a judge? She said many of the judges that are on the bench, when they took that job, it was a pay raise.
So you got morons on the bench.
Pretty much. Yeah. You got people that she said you can count on one hand how many judges became judges because they had a passion.
Altruistic,
yeah. Exactly. The rest of them, it was a pay grade. Okay, so if you're an attorney in New Jersey making $70,000 a year, you can't be the sharpest
you
pencil.
You really got to suck at what you
okay?
do.
And
so why don't you become on the bench?
You never read about someone becoming appointed a judge
no.
who was a hard-hitting,
no,
top
right.
of their
no.
field, right?
No.
No, think
you're
about
right.
it.
You're right.
And I've been saying for years we need to start judging the judges.
Yeah.
Okay?
I think so.
So when you want to release somebody, a sex offender or somebody out, you know, release them early, well, let me tell you something. Start judging the judges. Your Honor, you believe that this shitbag child rapist should get out early? Yes. Then he should live with you and your wife and your kids and your grandchildren for 6 months.
Stay there for a little while.
Instead
and then
of a halfway
when he's
house.
Done there, then we'll revisit this decision.
You know, you want to talk about the media twisting it. This came from a great friend of ours, Tom O'Byrne. There was a teenager slain in West Orange a little while ago. And lo and behold, they arrested the 3 shitbags that were responsible. And all 3 of them were out on bail for multiple violent crimes. Okay. And
surprise.
And this is the teenager's mother. The Star Ledger grabbed her. And this was her statement. She says we need to end gun violence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is her tack now, this woman who lives in Livingston. Not talking about we need to end violence and we need to end the revolving door catch and release.
Right.
Okay, criminal justice system. we have. She says that we need to address the epidemic level of gun violence. And Tom O'Byrne sent me an email, and he was totally pissed off at this. You know, it's by the way, it was four men, not three. I'm sorry. That are all arrested now, and all four of them were out on a multitude of other bails. Okay, for let me tell you something.
Serious
for
offenses.
Rape, yeah. Robbery, yeah. The whole bit. You know what I mean? And all of these people, the way they twist it is, we have to end gun violence.
Well, we talk about it all the time. Each and every year, there are probably about two times as many children seriously injured and killed as a result of jumping into a swimming pool every single summer.
Correct.
Yet, you don't hear anybody talk about how we need to ban swimming pools.
Nope. You know? And there's laws. You have to have a fence around your swimming mm-hmm. pool, et cetera, et cetera. But you can't legislate someone into intelligence.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
But it's amazing. This poor woman, she lost her teenage son, and she says we need to end this epidemic of gun violence. Shouldn't she be saying to our legislators, we need to lock them up and throw away the key?
Yeah, exactly.
Why were these four shitbags walking the streets? Why were these four shitbags out preying on this young kid that day?
Right.
These are the things that we need to address, okay? This is horrible, horrible, horrible. And again, it's always gun violence.
You know, you talk about it all the time. It is the judges. It's this is the point where 99% of the time you talk to any police officer who, you know, any city police officer who really knows what's going on. And I'm sure it's same thing happens in suburban police departments. Virtually everybody that they have an interaction with has got some sort of a criminal history, has probably been arrested before, and is back out on the street. And it, what the hell is wrong with our system that we go after inanimate objects? We the gun becomes the problem. And when the gun becomes a problem, aren't we really never going to solve the problem?
Now, here's what's going to happen. The murderer, the four of them that murdered, the one that shot the kid, he'll plea mm-hmm. guilty to manslaughter. They'll drop the gun charge.
Right.
All right. He'll get 15 years in prison, 2 years time served. He'll have 13 left. He'll be out in eight. Yeah. And he'll be back on the streets. And he's only 34 years old, so he'll be 42, 43 years old. Mm. He'll be back on the street again. And this woman wants us to be concerned with the epidemic level of gun violence.
Of guns.
Okay?
Yeah.
Of guns.
It's always got to be guns.
Correct. And I just think it's violence in general. Now, when this guy gets out of prison, he's not going to be rehabilitated. He's not going to go to college. He's going to go right back into what he was doing, and he'll kill again.
Of course he will.
He'll rape, he'll maim, he'll kill again, mm-hmm. whatever.
And he'll use whatever weapon he can get his hands on.
But when will somebody have the stones, like we do, to come out and say this stuff?
That's the problem.
You know, I mean, the legislators keep us focused on other things, you know.
Like trying to make a living, and then they throw their gorilla dust up about every other damn thing that's going on. Now we're back at war again in Iraq because, you know.
Obama said we would never go back.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't lie.
You know.
Four!
He sucks even at that, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's getting a record for golfing, by the way. I checked it out. He's golfed like three times more than Bush now.
Than anybody?
Yeah.
And, but he still sucks really
and
bad.
And the Secret Service agent said that when Clinton used to golf, he cheated. Like, that's a surprise, right? Like, that's a surprise.
That's surprising anyway, right? You can't be one kind of a person at work and a different kind of a person at home.
You know, real quick, I just want to throw a letter in because I have some interesting stuff to talk about. But this one's from a good friend of ours, Bert. And he said he just choked off Bank of America by calling customer service, asking to speak to a manager about their policies. With the tape running, I notified them that all my transactions with BOA ceasing effective now until they obey the Constitution, which still remains the basis of law in this country. While we have different opinions about the Second or other amendments, the Constitution is the law of the land, and Bank of America is currently operating outside the law. I want to continue this when we get back. Next time, warn me. Damn. For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge.
When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers in each port are bulletproof. They're extra wide ports so two people can stand side by side and shoot. There's lights in the ports so you're well lit. We also have three times as much light down range that the average range would have because I believe it's important that the targets are well lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right, we have two smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids, and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids, and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family, so the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Freedom.
Keeping you informed of the threats to your freedom with news, commentary, and issues you'll never hear discussed on the mainstream media, you're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the largest Second Amendment broadcast in the nation.
This segment is brought to you by Montville Executive Suites, MontvilleOffice.com. Right off three major highways, you can rent office space and have a professional-looking environment for as little as $59 a month. Ron has a beautiful kitchen area. He has a meeting room that holds 70 people where Saw will be hosting an event because I extorted him and embarrassed him on last week's show. But it just goes to show you the type of guy Ron is.
He's a good guy.
Sherry and Sandy email me. They're like, Ron's in. We're going to have an event up there. Okay. The day of the event, Sandy and I, or at least myself, will be there.
Ron found out about it live on the radio.
But that's the type of person he is.
He is.
You know, our sponsors, if you were to ask Ron or Eric or Evan or Lipstick Bodyguard, if you were to ask any of our sponsors to do something, they would jump right in because they feel strongly about it. But Montville Executive Suites, the website is MontvilleOffice.com. For you guys and girls out there, they're going to have a ladies' event. It's going to be 70 people. But the guys, you're welcome. Stop up earlier and look around and check this place out and grab a brochure. I'll be there the night of the event. I want to meet and greet people. Sandy might be there, too, depending on what night it is. We want everybody to check the place out. And then if it's a ladies-only event, maybe we'll get something to eat or something while they're doing their thing or whatever. We'll stay outside and smoke cigars. I don't care. But MontvilleOffice.com, Montville Executive Suites. If you're not interested, you got to know somebody that's interested.
Absolutely.
Pull your friends and family out of the local coffee shop, please. Get them out of mom's kitchen, out of the garage, the attic, basement, people working out of their pickup trucks, and get them to the next level. Montville Executive Suites is the way to go. So, Bert, I wanted to continue Bert's email. So he spanked the manager of Bank of America, and he wrote, until the press reports that Bank of America has recommenced processing transactions related to the Second Amendment, I consider Bank of America an illegally operating entity that I will not do business with, end quote. And then he wrote, regarding NRA dinners, Operation Recall, and anything else you're coming up with, Anthony, you command even though I hate the term, but you really do, a significant amount of people, and they are loyal. I know you believe in what you're doing. I believe that it is important for me and my family, and I believe in you doing the right thing. So if you say go there and donate, it will be done. Just be specific. Please also see this assignment as responsibility for what you are steering us towards. Listen,
we
go
try,
ahead, Sam.
Yeah, we absolutely try that. And I want to let you guys know, we get requests on a regular basis to support this, support that. Obviously, we've got a very, very large bully pulpit here. And we know it, and we guard it as closely as we can. We really, really check out everybody that we tell you guys about. And if something does go wrong and it doesn't go the way we expect it, we pull people.
Correct.
It's just that simple.
Correct.
You know, there are many politicians we've said flat out, we are not going to support you because of whatever, you know, whatever we discovered.
Correct. I can tell you right now, thank you for saying we lead the charge, Bert. Operation Recall is simmering right now. We're not ready to go public with that. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes things going on. It is continuing. It will not really pick up steam until the end of the year because we can't do anything until January anyway.
But we can still fund it and collect it.
Correct.
And it's a perfect opportunity to say thank you to all of you guys who are buying the I Will Not Comply t-shirts and
magnets,
and
stickers.
And everything that comes in from there is going. We're using the proceeds to fund these little projects and to keep this show on the air. It's now become even more expensive.
Correct.
To do this.
Now, also, Bert talks about NRA dinners. Just all of our listeners go on friendsofthenra.com, click your state, and look for Friends of the NRA dinners in your state. I will be attending two or three dinners in the state of New Jersey. The State Association dinner, which is in Edison, that Jen Serka runs with ANJRPC. And I will also be one of the big sponsors of the dinner up in Passaic County here, which is usually in Haledon.
Not a new dinner, either.
No, Bruce Lachiabelli's been running it for a while
time,
now.
Yeah.
And he's a big two-way supporter. He's a member of the range here. But go to the dinners, buy some NRA stuff, buy some 50-50s, have a nice night eating, you know, in a banquet hall, get to meet other 2A fellow supporters, et cetera.
It's important,
you
know, spend that $100
because, again, you see from what we talked about last week's show, half the money stays in the state.
Yep.
The other half goes to national programs.
Right.
And it's just a good thing to do. There's a lot of camaraderie. People donate stuff. I donate memberships and passes and, you know, gift baskets, whatever it takes, you know, whatever we have to do. So,
and it's just a cool place to hang out and to meet other people who have of like mind.
Correct.
You know, sometimes, especially in the states like New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, you can feel pretty damn isolated.
And I was chairman of the three largest dinners.
Absolutely.
In the state of New Jersey,
yeah,
that haven't been surpassed yet in gross sales and earnings. And I can tell you it's not easy. And it's all volunteers.
Very, very
all
difficult.
Right. And these people deserve our support. So if they have 250 seats, we should sell out all 250.
Mm-hmm.
You know, buy your ticket for $50, bring $100, $150 in cash. If you have more, get involved in the live auctions. There's a lot of limited edition stuff and, you know, commemorative stuff that you can buy. People come into my range and go, oh, where'd you get that piece of the Berlin Wall? Where did you get that Reagan thing? Where'd you get that Second Amendment thing? That's all NRA dinner stuff.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
All right.
Too.
I have it hanging up everywhere in here. And that's where I got it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want it, you got to go to a dinner. And there's dinners. Bob Vyden runs one all the way down South Jersey, and there's one run all the way up at the Fiesta in Bergen County. So there's one everywhere.
Yeah.
So there's no excuse not to go, okay?
And every state's got them.
Correct. Another letter. This is Steve Kent. He's a correctional officer from New York, and he's a great guy. I ran into him at the NRA convention. And he wrote, I am still the great-looking state corrections officer from Buffalo, New York.
And modest.
Nice. Anthony, last weekend I attended the Tony Blair Spear Coaches Symposium in Las Vegas. Out of the 29 law enforcement officers who attended, half listened to your show. Okay? Wow. More than half now have heard the rave reviews of your range and show. All of the class agreed on five things, just like the Rolling Stones dribble. He wrote, number one, why isn't Evan Knappen a Supreme Court justice? Because he doesn't want to take a pay cut.
Exactly.
Okay? And his IQ is above room temperature.
Yeah.
We talked
right.
about that earlier, Steve. Number two, why did you build such a great facility and product in New Jersey? Don't worry, there may be some coming soon to you shortly.
And I know, and take a little bit of credit for this, because if you don't, I'm gonna. You put it here because we needed it.
Correct.
We needed
F it. F you to the man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Number three, all of the officers are scared to come to New Jersey, even carrying on HR 218, since your laws are communist.
Yeah, do not blame
it. It does hurt commerce.
Absolutely. How many state troopers have they arrested in New Jersey for carrying? It's just so bizarre.
Number four, any videos or detailed explanation on your courses from students who have attended, a view and opinion from customer feedback. I'll send that to you, Steve. And number five, derringers are dangerous. Steve Kent. Thank you, Steve, for being a great supporter.
Everything I do gonna be funky from now on.
What kind of people choose Platinum? They're serious people. Serious about living life to its fullest. People who play as hard as they work, not afraid to chart their own course. The kind of people who know quality and can appreciate excellence. They're the toughest critics we know. Very selective when it comes to how they invest their time and their money. They enjoy the finer things in life and the company of others who share the same values. You have two choices in life. You can blend into the background, or you can be distinct. Choose Platinum. Enjoy the distinction. This is your moment. Apply today.
Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day and perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
So, if anybody is interested in joining the range, you know we have four levels of membership, and walk-ins are welcome. We have silver, gold, platinum, and founder. If you want to be a founder, you have to ask about it. But our platinum membership, we have a few openings in platinum, and you know, you get VIP status and the whole bit. We have special platinum events every year. This year's platinum event was at the Meadowlands Racetrack.
Totally cool. Totally
you were there.
Cool.
We had a great time.
Yeah, it was great.
And you know, that's why you hear that ad now from that lovely British expatriate that made that little blurb for us. So thank you. Speaking of, I want to talk about Ryan Jerman, who was on the show, okay, a few weeks ago.
Yep.
Now, Ryan, I had asked him what his cultural background was, and he is of Indian descent from India, but he was raised in Trinidad. And he's dark. He looks like an Indian person and speaks educated English, probably better than Ainsley. Ooh. Anyway. Well, because Ainsley always says he's educated and speaks proper English. So I had a long talk with Ainsley this week.
Ryan's not an accountant.
But
so.
listen to Ryan could be a lawyer if you read his post. He
yes,
works
he
for a major media outlet. He's married. He's got triplets. God bless his soul.
God bless him.
Lives in Passaic County, New Jersey. I normally buy my ammo from Walmart in Milford, PA. It's convenient when I'm shopping with the wife and kids. I used to be able to just show a driver's license, and they press a key to say they verified my ID.
Mm-hmm.
However, one employee began to ask me for my FID when he saw I had a New Jersey driver's license. First time I showed it to him, figured they changed the policy. However, I was shooting with a few friends, and they said they don't get asked for their FID, only a driver's license. So this got me thinking, why me and not them? I felt that I was being discriminated against because of my ethnicity or some other thing. I filed a complaint via the website. Today, the assistant manager called me to apologize and confirmed that the policy is only to ask for an ID and not an FID card. He also said he is going to make the policy clear to the sporting goods employees. When I go back to buy another couple of boxes for weekend shooting, I'll see if they live up to their word. Ryan, totally discriminating Absolutely. Against him. Okay?
Well, you know, now here's a little interesting twist on it, too. I find that if I'm out in, say, Lancaster, and I go into a Walmart in Lancaster, they don't even punch that key. They basically just have to verify that you're over 18 or something like that if you're buying handgun ammo. However, the closer you get to the New Jersey border, the more quirky and weird it gets. If you're, you know, if you're, say, in Bristol, Pennsylvania at a Walmart, or you're close to Philadelphia, all of a sudden now you start getting asked for very odd things yes. that you wouldn't get asked for. And,
but you they know, definitely racially profiled him.
Oh, yeah.
Without a doubt. Yeah, if he went in there, if he looked like Duck Dynasty, good old boy with summer teeth and suspenders, you know, and coveralls with one down with his boobs hanging out, they wouldn't have asked him for ID. So it's a sad state of affairs, and that's another reason why I built a place like this to stop that discrimination. We are truly the melting pot. Right now, here's a little the Galani Rifle and Pistol Club is going to – they put the fun in fundraiser – on Sunday, August 17th, from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Woodland Park Range, they are having a live fire event to benefit their soldiers and communities in Yesha during their hour of need, okay? It's for the Mishmeret Yesha, together with the Israeli Defense Fund, developed the rapid response teams for outlying communities. They're going to have a huge amount of guns. The cost is $100 a person. It includes food, drinks, and socializing, okay, at my range. You have to be 16 years and older. It's open to men and women. They need you to RSVP no later than August 12th, okay? Their website is Golani, G-O-L-A-N-I, RPC.com. Golani, RPC.com. Go on and get information for the event. It's open to anybody. It's limited to, like, the first 50 people that attend. I've done many other things with Golani before. I've gotten a bunch of awards. We have a Golani flag here that we have hanging
and
everything.
The Golani group is a great group.
And again, we don't discriminate here. You could be of any background, any shape, size, color, religion. We really don't care because we're all fighting for the same thing, I believe. Okay, but you have these assholes that are working the retail counter in Walmart and other places that because a guy like Ryan walks in and they look him up and down and now they want his ID and his toe print and shit like that. Okay, so I don't buy into that. My place is a melting pot and I'm very proud to say that.
And a little plug for the Galani guys while we're on it too. I learned something the other day that I was completely unaware of. And they're raising funds here for soldiers.
Yes.
Do you realize, did you know that in Israel that the soldier has to bring his own shit?
Yep. Just like England did it for many, many years.
It's amazing.
Yes. They have to bring their own
they
stuff.
They have to supply their own things. I mean, tents, correct. You know, everything. Correct. Ammunition.
When they call them back up to duty to activate them, they have to bring all their own stuff.
All your own shit.
So it's for a good cause. I'll be making a donation that night. Anybody wants to just make a donation to the cause can too. Just go on the Golani, G-O-L-A-N-I, RPC. Mention that you heard it on Gun for Hire Radio. Phil and the guys that run Golani are a phenomenal bunch. At least once a month on a Sunday night, they take the range after we close and they have a private Golani event here. So it's all good to keep it in the family. Citizens for Safer New Jersey is starting to get active. And a couple of things, wait till you hear what's going on, but it's their website is C4SNJ.org. They're getting to social media, billboards, and everything now. They're going to be having their first Refuse to be a Victim class on Sunday, October 12th at Mottville Executive Suites in Pinebrook, okay? anybody wants to go up there and check it out that day, Ainsley and those guys are going to be teaching it. This is October 12th on a Sunday. Just go on the C4SNJ.org site to check it out. If you want to volunteer or anything, please send an email to info@c4snj.org. Also, they will be attending the Wildwood Tattoo Beach Bash next weekend, August 15th and 16th, at the Wildwood Convention Center. They're going to have a booth.
That's a crazy place.
Yes, a lot of people attend. They'll be giving out info on Shanine Allen's case and raising awareness and looking for donations on their organization. When you stop by their booth, you tattooed bastages, because I'm tattooed too, mention that you heard about it on Gun for Hire Radio and you're coming down to show your support, please. So these guys are starting to mobilize. They're going to start offering training. And you see Ron Sousa is donating again. That's why we keep it all in the family, ladies and gentlemen. We have to keep it in the family, please. Rich and Ainsley and all the other guys are doing anything they can. They're talking about informing people that the option of jury nullification does exist in New Jersey as well. They're going to have a campaign that will be a combination of social media and physical advertising, poster, editorials, and possibly billboards. The goal is to spread the word statewide about the focus on Atlantic City. All right. Again, Shanine Allen is everybody's backing her up from NRA, ANJRPC, Gun for Hire Radio, Citizens for Safer New Jersey. I'm sure the Second Amendment Foundation and everybody else will get into it as well. But it's very, very important that we all show solidarity and show our support and get ready for Operation Recall when it starts, too, because they'll be helping us out if they can. They're not political, but I'm sure they'll have volunteers or somebody else. Are you playing tic-tac-toe while I'm talking?
I'm making notes.
That looks like either a ladder or tic-tac-toe. Sandy plays himself with tic-tac-toe, and he always loses because you put the X in the middle first.
Dude,
you're destined
it is difficult
to
do that. I mean, my right brain over my left brain is very difficult to do
I'm
that.
I'm hurting here. By the way, this summer here, you know, we're open normal hours, and both of our ranges are air-conditioned. Our cafe is open every day, full service. We have been getting a tremendous amount of visitors from Australia, England, Ireland, Scotland. I mean, I can't believe all of these people are coming. The listeners, okay? People from Queensland came in to shoot yesterday.
Sweet.
Today, we just gave 3 free T-shirts to 3 people from the UK. They listened to the show. The Sun listens to the show. We're getting people from all over coming to visit us to exercise a Second Amendment right, a right that they do not have over there. And if our legislators had their way, if our law takers, they're not lawmakers anymore, if our law takers had their way, we wouldn't have any guns here either. And it's so interesting to see these people come in, and they're so respectful, and they're so cautious. And then after they shoot, they're so energized and pumped up. But what's happened is it goes viral because they place photos on their social media pages, and their family and friends
see it
and freak out. And they're all planning vacations now around stopping here. The wives are like, why are we going to New Jersey from Ireland?
Because we still have rights.
Imagine that compared to Ireland, we still have rights.
Yeah. How sad is that? Coming back.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a Lipstick Bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Hello, 911. Someone's breaking into my house. I have a gun, and I'll shoot them if I have to. Dispatch, put the gun down. Anthony, F you, dispatch. Okay? Holmes Beach, Florida. An 80-year-old woman grabbed her gun and called 911 during a home invasion.
Put the gun down.
While the burglars were breaking a window to her residence, the police dispatcher told her to put the gun down. Okay, Mrs. Logan was upstairs resting from a recent hip replacement surgery when she heard a racket coming from the main level. This is her words. I kept hearing a commotion like there were people walking around down there. It's a little frightening. You know that you don't have the security that you thought you had. Logan was alone. Her husband was playing bridge at a friend's house. That's when she took matters into her own hands. She grabbed her gun and dialed the police emergency number as she headed downstairs. Mistake. We'll talk about that.
Right.
Once I realized it wasn't my husband, you have no idea how fast you can go, she said. 80 years old, recovering from a broken hip.
Yeah.
Okay, that's when the dispatcher gave her the bum advice. When I called 911, she kept saying, put the gun down, put the gun down. And I said, I'll put the gun down when I see the police. Good answer.
Yes.
Okay. I believe in guns inside your house, she added. I don't think anybody has the right to break into your private domain. Let me tell you something. Let's talk about this. You're on the second floor. You hear something in your house. First thing she did was get her gun. Good move.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because if you don't have time to reach to the phone or you're nervous and your fight or flight reflexes kick in and you're tremoring and you can't dial, at least you have gross motor skills to handle your firearm. What Miss Logan should have done was she called 911. The first thing you say to 911 dispatcher is your full address. Two times clear and concise in case the phone gets knocked out of your hand, because now the police know where to go. Because if you have a cell phone and it has a work address on it or something, or the triangulation doesn't work, because our 911 call system was designed for the plain old telephone lines, hardwire, copper, was not designed for cell phones. So dispatch might not know where to send the police. So you call the police, you state your address two times, clear and concise. My next advice to Mrs. Logan would be to stay on the line, describe what she's wearing, describe what's going on, and maintain the high ground. From her bedroom door, if it had a lock on it, which it should, every bedroom door should have an inside lock on it, okay? Just a deadbolt that slides over or turns over so that you can make that room a safe room. What she should have announced was, I don't know who is downstairs, but I called the police and they're on their way. Because the best we can hope for is the shitbags will break and run.
Right.
They'll hear that the police are on their way and they'll leave, because no one wants to have a face-to-face altercation with hardened criminals intent on doing you and yourself harm. I believe they knew that she was sick. She had a hip replaced. They knew it was old people, probably a retirement community. So they figured they could just come in and go shopping. So you never put that gun down until the police arrive, which is correct. So you maintain the high ground. Now, we teach this in our classes, our home invasion courses and everything. Mrs. Logan should have had a spare front door key attached to a light stick, a crack and glow light stick that you shake and glow, because once the police arrived, she could open her bedroom window and toss that front door key down so she doesn't have to go downstairs. Now, what if she was bedridden from the hip?
Right.
The only way for the police to get in would be to smash the door in.
Right.
If she had no access to her husband and his key to the house. So she could throw out the window, the front door key. The minute the police tell the dispatchers that they entered the home, then at that point, Mrs. Logan should secure the firearm, put it in a drawer, put it back in the gun safe or whatever, and then greet and meet the police and describe what happened and what went on. You don't want to walk downstairs and have to open the door because the shitbags can still be in the house.
Right.
Okay. Very, especially at night. You know, they didn't even say if it was at night. It was probably an evening. He was playing bridge at a friend's house, the husband, but these are the things you have to keep reminding. You have to use a command voice. You don't want to use F words like freeze if you see somebody coming, because when your vocal cords tighten up, words might not even come out. You want to use D words from the diaphragm. Don't move. I have a gun. You know, the police are on their way. Voice. You want to be saying that while the 911 call is taping. Okay, because in a court of law, you warn them. Don't come upstairs. Don't come near me. Don't come upstairs. Don't come near me. I have a gun. I have a gun. I have a gun. The 911 call will hear the fear crackling in your voice. Your vocal cords tightening up.
Would you put the phone on speakerphone?
If you're smart enough or not nervous enough to think of it, it's a great idea. And drop it on the bed or the bureau. For someone of her age, I would recommend like kneeling down behind the bed on the opposite end of the bedroom so that the mattress would offer her some cover if the door was either locked or just shut. So if someone enters through the bedroom, they're going to be looking at eye level and she can be resting the gun on her elbows on the bed. You know, because how long can an 80-year-old hold a 3-pound gun hyperextended?
Yeah, especially when you're
adrenaline pump going through your body. Now, once the police come on the scene, she could just put the gun under the bed. And what you want to do is you want to keep your hands where the police can see them at your side, because we're talking about an 80-year-old woman here, but it could be a 24-year-old listener here.
Right. Exactly.
Ainsley always used to say, he said on the radio show, his biggest fear is that the cops are going to come to his house and shoot him because he's of color. And he's worried that they're going to confuse him with the bad guy, all right? So you want to make sure you identify, you tell the dispatcher what you're wearing, and the dispatcher can talk to the police. So you can describe yourself to the dispatcher. You can describe what you're wearing, the layout of the house, where you are. Stay on the line with the dispatcher the whole time. But again, in a court of law, you want that tape to say, don't come any closer, I have a gun. You know, her going downstairs to look around was definitely a big mistake. Yeah. She could have ended up murdered at that point. So I'm telling you right now, these are the things you have to think about. Have a spare entry door key made. Attach it to a light stick. It should be in your nightstand or in your nightstand table. Your cell phone should be attached to you all the time. When you go to bed at night, it should be on a charger on your nightstand. What you can do is, too, if you have some old cell phones in the house, old cell phones will dial 911, even though they're not hooked up to a carrier anymore.
Oh, really?
They all work through 911. Any other rooms, throw an old cell phone in hooked up to a charger. Keep it unlocked so you can dial 911. If you're in the laundry room, you're in a spare bedroom, you're in a bathroom or something, you can dial 911 from there. I tell people all the time, solid cord doors are one of the best investment you can make. Switch those hollow cord doors in your bedrooms and your bathroom to solid cord. They're about $150 a door installed usually.
Would you put a deadbolt also?
Oh, yeah, bathroom too. Every room becomes a safe room. Any room that has an egress window becomes a safe room.
So for under $200, you have a safe room.
Correct. Any room. Master bedroom is a primary room, but if you're remodeling your house, put solid core doors in. All right? Put deadbolts in. Egress windows is what you want so that you can communicate with the outside world. But that's what I would have told Mrs. Logan, you know, if I was there schooling her. I don't know what kind of gun she had. Oh, yeah, she had a Bursa Thunder 380, which, you know, I would worry about it jamming and everything, but you know, at least she had something, and she could announce she has a gun, and your garden variety shitbag won't challenge her.
Right.
So these are some of the tips we teach in our home invasion classes here, and our refuse to be a victim class.
Wow, I never really thought about that, about not using F words.
Yeah, and freeze! Yeah, they'll come out like that.
Yeah.
Don't move, diaphragm.
Right.
Listen, Evan Knappen, Friday, October 17th, his last time here this year.
That's it.
You want to learn how to defend yourself with a pen. Atienzia Kali will be here Saturday, September 27th.
A big pen, too.
Yes. This month, Marcus is teaching his ballistic classes. This month, the doctor's teaching the forensic classes. Our test drives and clinics are killing it. We're open all summer, air-conditioned ranges. The FU Bloomberg Lounge is open. Come on down. Have a vape, a smoke, headphones, Big Gulp, salt, trans fats, whatever you want. And exercise your Second Amendment, baby. Thank you all.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Barani. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. Again, go get funding.com, Shaneen Allen, S-H-A-N-E-E-N Allen. It's a good cause, even if you can only give a buck. We gotta stick together, folks. We gotta support the people who are supporting us. Thank you all so much for continuing to buy the I Will Not Comply t-shirts, the bumper stickers, the magnets. Every penny helps keep us on the air. We love you guys. See you next week. From sea to the shining sea.